Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes, and this is Sacred Talk, and I'm happy to be talking with all of you today. I hope you're having a beautiful day. I'm going to start our talk with giving out phone numbers for those who want to call in. I will be taking some questions. So, 310... Well, I should give you a different one. 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. And if you can't get through in that number, you can also try 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. And I like to start all our sessions with our chats, whatever we want to call this, with an invocation of light, an invocation of spirit. So, dearest Lord, in this moment we all open our hearts to receive of your grace and to connect into the truth of your presence as it lives in us and moves through our lives. And that through us, this world may be blessed with greater light, greater clarity in the consciousnesses of all people for the highest good. We open to a special blessing here to the great angels of light who might wish to participate with us in this call. And I personally opened up to Jesus as one of my teachers and truly the great master of my life, and the Holy Spirit of God, and also to John Roger, who was my physical teacher in this life. And we give our thanks for all your blessings. May your will be done in us and through us and for us, and so be it. So this is always an interesting thing for me to open up at this point to see if there's anything that I am moved to share with you, all of you. The thing that comes to me more than anything else inside is when I ask that question of myself, I hear, God is love, which is a biblical statement. But if we also look through holy texts or spiritual texts throughout the world, they all seem to be coming back to that essential message as well, that God is love. And it is through our loving that we will connect most consciously and most fully to God and to the blessings and the benefits that God would give us as we do this interesting walk through life. This physical experience of living is a challenge for everyone. It seems from the time we're conceived until the time we drop the form. We are beset by challenges, and we are beset by obstacles. And this could make this world seem like a very terrible place or a very unfavorable place for us to be. And yet, my experience and my perception is that in the spirit world, these souls do line up to come to this planet to get a chance to take form here. Why would they do that? Because the opportunity to fulfill God's purpose is very strong here. Because God's purpose for each of us as souls is to learn. Oh, we'll take a caller. Hello. This is Mike. Michael.
Hello, Michael. This is Richard. And I've got
Hello, Richard.
I hope you're doing well. I've got a question for you. You've used the word, or the actual phrase, of unique alignment of consciousness. So when you, does anybody have a unique, or can we all develop a unique alignment of consciousness? And if you have that unique alignment of consciousness with spirit or whoever you believe in, can you bring that non-magnetic healing energy into the planet? Now, this is sort of a loaded question, so you can dissect it any way you want.
Well, I think I would use the word unique there. I didn't obviously remember that I used it, but I don't usually remember anything I say when I'm doing these calls. First of all, let's understand that essentially all of us are one with God, and we would look at our lives that we came out of God and we'll go back to God. The greater truth is that we're always with God, but we extend, or let's say God extends, the part of its essence into creation. And then that part of its essence learns what's going on in creation and eventually returns back out of creation into God, and God gains the learning that that soul has acquired through all the experience. And that adds to some total of God's understanding or God's knowing of how creation actually works and how it is being experienced. Now, why God does that, I don't know. Maybe God just got bored, or maybe God is the essential learner and creates different manifestations of reality and then populates it with itself in an individuated way, hence that it can learn and understand what it would be like to exist as an individual consciousness in these vast creations or universes that seem to be abounding here. So, if we understand that we all not simply start from God, but that essential connection to God is always present, we've just become unconscious to it. We've forgotten it. And if we can come back into that remembrance, which would be the word I would use, of that truth of our oneness with God and God's partnership with us, that God is living and investigating existence through us, and we are in a sense an instrument of God's higher purpose in that way, the more we understand that, then we come back to this accessibility that you're talking about, and we would say it's unique. Well, it's unique in that very few people come into the remembrance of that in a full way on this planet and stay on the planet. Eventually, every being on this planet will come into that remembrance and will eventually come back into the wholeness and the truth and the knowing that they are one with God, because that's the essential truth of every consciousness. Even the most fallen consciousness, the most lost consciousness, eventually will be brought back into that truth. So, since that's the essential thing, it's possible. Now, most of the time when consciousness come into the full remembrance or start to truly remember their oneness with God, they may serve on this planet as teachers, as guides, way showers for a while. But it's very hard to really be in that full remembrance and stay in this world, because by contrast, this world seems as nothing compared to that consciousness of remembrance. Yet there are those who do that, who come into the remembrance and then stay on and service, stay on to support other remembrance of consciousness, to support awakening, support the shifting of the dynamic of how karma gets worked in the consciousness of many people. And the more we come into this understanding that we're always one with God and God is always with us, even through our travails, even through our mistakes, even through the things we do that will create karma, because that as you reap, or as you sow, so shall you reap, is still active and operating on this planet regardless of what we know or learn. We're still accountable. But this greater remembrance allows this higher opportunity to see reality and see our reality from a learning perspective. Yes, one could, in the fullness of that, bring greater healing the healing that comes from spirit, from what we would call the non-magnetic nature of life, rather than the magnetic, which is time and space creation. One could bring forward the power of remembering, the power of upliftment, the power of restoration of consciousness through themselves, the more they have that remembrance. And one of the components of that restoration of self and balance we would call healing. Healing would be one of the byproducts of it. It wouldn't necessarily be the essential purpose of that. There are many people in this world that have illness and have many challenges to their physical form that have those conditions as part of their learning to see how they will handle it, to see what they'll do about it. Many times that illness comes upon them because they're in denial of their true nature, because they're, in a sense, contradiction to their true nature. When I was young, my 20 and 21 years, that's about a year and a half, I was in a great struggle against the consciousness of the spirit that was present with me. I had had a car accident when I was 17, and at that time I had an awakening. But because of my state of consciousness as a human, as a teenager, and all the things I was doing, I struggled to really cooperate with what was going on. Finally, when I was 21, I had, for a year and a half, I had a terrible back problem. When I had developed a severe scoliosis in my back, three doctors, I remember going to, told me I would never get over and have to live in pain the rest of my life. And yet in about an hour of opening up and releasing, I came awake again into a deeper way, in just this ecstatic state and this incredible availability to life again. And then when I went to the doctors, the scoliosis was all gone, which is how I got into doing this work. So yes, healing can be brought forward, but if we just think, well, we'll touch the non-magnetic and we'll bring healing all through the world and everybody will be perfectly blissful and, you know, live 1,000 years and it'll be wonderful, it's not that that would be impossible. It's just, it would be improbable, given that this world operates very much as a school for the soul to come and learn and grow. So if you take away most of the adversity out of it, where's the challenge, and therefore where's the growth? So I think there's room for lots of improvement, and I think we can bring more of the truth of spirit, which we would call the non-magnetic nature of reality, down into and through our forms and into life. And we don't really do it. What we do is we allow the spirit to do it. We open and receive. I think Jesus is the great role model for all of us, described it well when he said, "Of myself, I can do nothing. It is the Father, through me, doing his own work, who accomplishes all these things." And so he was totally open. He totally gave over to the Spirit in a way that is, I don't know if we've ever seen anything quite like that. I think we've seen other masters through history give over to the Spirit in great ways as well. His was just very powerful in its demonstration. So each of us in our own way can surrender more and more to this truth of our oneness with God and our availability to release ourselves from our confinement in our individuation, confinement in our story of me, and we surrender it. And in that moment, we can be conduits of this greater love of God, this non-magnetic, total loving nature and presence that is God's true nature, to come through and bring blessings and bring upliftment, and mostly bring awakening, but also bring healing. So
I thought you were pausing. Go ahead. Please finish. I apologize.
Well, no, if you have anything else to say, but that's...
Yeah, my question is, you mentioned being a conduit to allow that non-magnetic energy coming. How do we do that? How do you develop
that? It's a strange thing, because we can't do that.
Yeah.
Jesus said it in his quote. He said, "Of myself, I can do nothing. So we don't make it happen ourselves. We let go of our self-conception. We let go of our attachment to the identity. We let go of our ego attachment, if you want to call it. We surrender. We let it go. And so when we meditate and we pray, we don't gain for ourselves this greater ability to do the healing. We let go of the self. We free ourselves from the illusion of ourself. See, we are not these bodies. We are not these egos. We are individuations of God, indeed. But that individuation of God is more, let's say, an extension of God's intention in the creation. And that's the essence of us. So when we come back into that essence, we are only in the giving. And we're all, and the biggest gift we give is we give over control of the consciousness and let God intercede through us. So it's not a doing, it's actually more of an undoing. We get out of the self, beyond the self, beyond the self story, beyond the self-control, the me as the doer, me as the author of this. We just get beyond that and we let go and we let God. And God will do what God will do through us. Regardless of our intent or agenda, God may do nothing in one case. In the next case, God may create a miracle. When we think back to the story of Jesus, according to the Bible and what we know of it, if we can call that knowing, but with the information we have, it's not like he walked around and healed every person of every little thing. But there were those cases where the Father, through him, you know, healed the blind, healed the infirm, raised the dead, whatever we want to call it. Those are pretty extraordinary things. And yet, it wasn't him that was doing it. It was the Spirit of God through him. He understood this and surrendered to it. So he set us a role model in our own ways to work to do the same. We work to be receptive, but in a strange way. The main thing that makes us receptive is letting go, is releasing our attachments, our storyline. I'm very much of this idea for myself. I remember the place in saying, Lord, I've had all these lives. And I lived all these lives for me. This one I'll live for you.
Right. So if we as a group, let's say we have a group together and we let go enough and have a clear intention of bringing that non-magnetic healing energy in, the secret is to just be as let go and be as clear as possible.
Yeah, but I would even let go of that intention to bring that energy in. I would just let go and get into that place and then be available should that energy want to come through. In the Bible, it's the story of Pentecost. It's kind of a description of that.
Okay.
They describe it as they all became of one accord. But that being of one accord is really just saying they all surrender to this fundamental truth. That their experience of Jesus and the living God that moved through him was true for them in such a way that they wouldn't deny it and couldn't deny it because it was established in them, that truth, and that made them available. They had gone beyond the faith of it into the knowing of it. And they were fortunate because they had the experience of it. They had the experience of the Spirit moving through them and living through them.
So if we, let's say God wants to bring healing energy into the planet, does he need a consciousness, a human consciousness to do that, to assist in that? Or he just goes ahead, well, I'm throwing in healing energy here. Do we need to be present for that, or does it really matter?
God does use us that way. That seems to be how God can do it. I don't know that God needs it, but that is seeming to be how God has orchestrated this.
Got it.
And since God utilizes individuations of itself to amplify the manifestation of its higher purpose. Now, I think the more consciousnesses that are aligned to this truth and available to it, the more the power and the grace of God can be extended. Not necessarily to create utopia, but to pull just more efficient, more effective, in that the souls can bring it, this, the learning that they've come in to gain and to seek, and in a sense can resolve the karmas in just a more grace-filled way, in a more beautiful way, which eventually will lead to a planet that is, and what we think of as higher and more loving and more filled with the kind of beauty of expression, the beauty of behavior that we would like. So yes, it will eventually get there, but it's not necessarily an overnight thing or an instantaneous thing, though I believe God could probably do that. But that would sort of defeat the purpose of what God has created. So we're going to thank you, Richard. I really appreciate your question. It was a good one. And we're going to take a couple-minute break.
I love you.
We'll be back after the break for our sacred talk. Bless you all.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hello again, everybody. This is Michael Hayes, and this is Sacred Talk. And I'm going to give out the phone number for call-ins one more time. So that's 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453. So, continuing on, we had a beautiful question. That I thought from the audience, from Richard, and now we're moving forward. So, when I was talking to Richard, I was talking very much about the difference for us as human beings from approaching our progression as a path of becoming, or understanding that our progression is ultimately, in truth, a process of remembrance. And remembrance is different than progressing. See, when I'm progressing, I'm metaphysically it's sometimes called the great path of becoming, then what I'm doing is I'm living this life and maybe many lives with an approach which says that just a second. I'm living this life with an approach which says that I can't sorry, I had an interruption. I lost my train of thought. So, the key thing is then is that if I approach it as I'm becoming, then if I approach it as I'm becoming something or becoming more, then I'm always adding to myself. And for our personal growth, you know, like in terms of our humanity, that could be very true. But in the greater goal of spiritual awakening, eventually what really sets us free into that is we come into remembrance. What happens then is we start to remember that we are God, and that we've always been part of God, that we come from God. And that remembrance is something we come into, not from becoming more, but realizing the illusion of self, realizing the illusion of our individuation, realizing the illusion of us as separate beings. See, in the spirit, there is no separation like that. Is there a kind of individuation there? Yes, but it's not the kind of individuation we have as individuals here. We have an ego, we have our separate bodies, we have our separate storylines, and we have these our separate goals and intentions. In the spirit, there's a oneness between all beings. And beyond the oneness of all beings, there's the oneness of beingness. And in the oneness of beingness, there are not the individual beings. But in the individual beings of spirit, there is essentially unity, united in consciousness and united in the intention of serving the spirit of God's will, serving the divine will. And this service is something we can get back into, get connected to, because we are also individuated as part of that service. We're individuated as part of that higher service, even though when we come down into physicality, the power of the magnetic condition of this world and the convincing nature of everything that goes on here draws our consciousness into engagement with this world as if we are indeed separate and different and individual and from all these other beings. But then when we come into this physical state, we come into a lack. And that lack, that limitation, creates fear and creates an approach to life which is a survivalistic approach. We're afraid of death. We're afraid that we won't be sustained. And the experience is so tangible to us and so tangibly demonstrated to us, not simply in our human lives, but in the world around us. We see one species feeding off another, one creature eating another. We see this over and over again. And so it is so compelling here that we fall into the entrapment or the, we could almost call it like the storyline of this world, and we start to live through the form as if this is truth. And so if we're doing the path of becoming, we try to become more and more loving in the midst of all the savagery and all the selfishness of the human condition. And that will work to a point, but at some point we can only go so far, and then the thing that happens is we free ourselves from the illusion that we are truly these individual separate forms, and we start to come back into the remembrance of truth, which is that we extend out of God and are part of God. And no matter how engaged we are with the world, we're still engaged with God. We've just forgotten it. So in the midst of all that, we can come into this remembrance. And it is the destiny of every being to come back into this truth as a conscious state. It's not something that any consciousness is going to be doomed to miss out from, though there are consciousnesses by their actions and engagement in this world and the karmic conditions of this world will be caught in this for a long, long time, and maybe their existence will continue for millions or billions of years until at some point they will come into the remembrance. Why would God allow that? Because every consciousness that even is expressing and forgetting, and in that forgetting, doing things we might look at as horrendous and terrible, is never really apart from God. God's always got a line into them. But God allows a lot of things to take place, allows a lot of journeys to take place, a lot of conditions to take place, even though we might look at those things that are taking place as bad or negative. Even though from our morality, we would say this is terrible. And I would be one of those who would say it was terrible as well, because I'm also human and have my own belief of what was good and bad. Yet God allows so many things to take place that don't fit our conception of what would be good. So if we look at it like that, we go, well, God's allowing this. There must be a purpose. And that purpose is sometimes things have to go like this so the learning can take place. And sometimes the cause and effect nature of creation has to play out. There's a lot of suffering that goes with it. But in the long run, the learning will come about through it. And ultimately, that serves God's higher purpose. So let's all be patient with the process, but also realize if we try to become perfect as individuals, eventually we'll realize that's not what this is about. We can always try to do it the best we can with what we know and where we are. And then let's let go and let God. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more Sacred Talk. Thank you for participating with us today. 2 minutes.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes. This is Sacred Talk, and I am here with you today from California, and it's foggy, and which is unusual but cool but nice. And there's so many things we could talk about, and what I'm going to just do, since I don't have a caller right now, is I'm just going to open up, listen inside, and see if there's anything that would be of service to you as listeners to hear from me at this time. The path of creation is a rocky road for most of us. Yet this does not mean we're off our path. It just means that we've elected to take a road that will challenge us and a road that will sometimes confound us, but a road that nevertheless leads up the mountain to the highest attainment, to the highest truth, to the highest learning. We are adventurers of souls who come into creation, and particularly into worlds such as this planet we call Earth, which is beset with trials and tribulations and competing points of views, deceptions of all kinds. This is a world where truth is made relative by different perspectives and different opinions. We can get tired of this, and we can get annoyed by this. We may even feel defeated by this nature of this reality. And yet, underlying it all is this truth of God, this truth of a spirit that is enabling all this to take place as a great opportunity for learning. There's an opportunity here for all of us to come conscious of the loving nature of God in conditions that would do everything possible to turn us from the knowing of that. But if we can find that knowing of God's love, if we can embrace it and live and manifest through our choices as much of that loving nature of God as we're able to, we will truly be fulfilling God's intention for us in learning all that we can in creation, with the ultimate learning being that in the midst of all this reality that would push upon us to choose and express less than loving, we can choose and express that loving anyway. If we can do that, and as we can do that, we overcome the world. Jesus was the great role model of this. And he did say, according to the scriptures, that he had overcome the world. And certainly when he, on the cross, said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," he demonstrated that capacity to choose the loving over all the conditions and all the affronts of life. He set a very, very high bar for all of us, but we're not required to equal that. We set our intention in that direction. We automatically start to come into the knowing of God's presence and that we are here in this difficult circumstance to learn, and in that learning to be greater representations and representatives of God's higher purpose. With this outlook on life, this understanding of what's going on, it allows us to participate in all this life and all its myriad possibilities with both clarity and kindness and a willingness to forgive our own judgments, but also forgive the judgments and the negative expressions of the world around us. Or in this higher consciousness, we realize that but for the grace of God, often we might say, there go I in somebody else's negative expression. Because this world is confounding. It is the master class. If you can master this world, you have mastered all the creation has to give that would beguile and seduce and distract the consciousness from the truth of its oneness with God. And God not only allows the forces of distraction in this world to do the best they can to distract us, God set this all up as part of God's creation. So even that that would beguile us and distract us and even torment us is allowed to do its part because it serves the greater purpose of God. It serves God's intention, even though it's hard for us to see that and know that while we're confined in these human forms. But nevertheless, it is truth. And part of us that we call the soul, even though it seems very unconscious to many of us, it is in there, and it has this knowing already. And it will infuse our lives more and more with a willingness to receive this truth and then surrender to this truth and then be a vehicle for this truth of God's loving. And that is the overcoming of the world. That is the mystery and that is the mastery of why we have come into this world again and again. For we do not come just one time, though I guess that would be possible, but improbable because of the soul comes out of a higher spiritual place with the knowing of God, but an ignorance of creation and all its pitfalls and conditionings. And inevitably, when the soul comes into this, it loses track of its true fullness, oneness with God, and comes in and participates in its creation until it has recovered that knowing of its oneness with God. Along the way, there's great learning and great growth. So it takes patience and persistence to walk this path, to fulfill it, as is the potential and the destiny of all beings. There's an ancient understanding of the word patience, which we used to usually think, well, patience means we just put up with the world, put up with the distractions. But the ancient meaning of the word patience goes like this. It said, in patience we possess our souls. Which is saying, patience is really the ability to stay completely in the moment. We just stay present with what is. And in that patience, being present with what is, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The blessings already are present. The Father and I are one. All those metaphysical descriptions of oneness with God, of grace of God, apply when we truly are in that patience, which we are truly present in the oneness of what is. Not simply in the oneness with our mind or oneness with our emotions or oneness with our egoic designs, but one with what's going on. One with this extraordinary adventure that God is portraying upon the canvas of living. So let each of us be patient, and in that patience be present. And in that presence be at one with the one that is. Amen. We'll be back. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll be back for our final segment. Bless you all.
He here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal three-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free three-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes, and this is Sacred Talk. And I've enjoyed talking with you today. I realize I didn't let you know how to contact me. I always forget that. It seems in these calls. Anyway, if people want to get in touch with me, I have a website. It's called Awake to Love, AwakeToLove, and is awaketolove.com. I can be reached, and people can make appointments with me if they wish. So I thought I'd share that. I realize I haven't shared that on one of these calls in a long, long time. As for the rest of our time together, I guess I'm going to be talking a little bit about Jesus. I don't talk too much about Jesus, but I do have remembrance of Jesus. That is, I wouldn't say strong with me, but constant with me. And it's interesting because when people say remembrance of Jesus, everyone means, you mean 2,000 years ago when he walked the earth? And the answer is yes, I have some remembrance of that, because I do have remembrance of a lot of things from other lives. However, I have more remembrance of Jesus from the spirit world and Jesus through even this lifetime and Jesus through other lives when I was very devoted to the what we might call the Christing of the planet, which I would describe as the shifting of the planet from working, or the, let's say the working out of karma for the people of the planet under grace rather than under karmic law. And for me, this is an essential reason why Jesus came and did what he did, was to open the door so that karma might be worked through in a different way than it was working on the planet up to that time. Up to that time, there was just an endless repetition for the different souls, where they were constantly creating karmas and situations of karma that needs to be balanced, an eye for an eye, to an exact equalization of what had been put out. And this was causing souls to be trapped in karmic recycling over and over and over again. And this was in contradiction to God's higher purpose for the souls coming to this planet, which was to learn and grow, not to keep repeating experiences over and over again under the karmic law that was on this planet before that time, everything was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and it was unbending and unyielding in the exactitude of that. When the masters over the centuries had prepared the way, and then finally the Master Jesus showed up and opened that door, that the karma of humanity might be worked more under grace, which meant when learning was taking place, grace could be extended, forgiveness could be extended, and karma no longer had to be worked out an eye for an eye as an exact match. That was a radical, extraordinary change for this planet and for all the beings upon it. And my experience is that from the spirit dimension, Jesus still overshadows this world and oversees the transformation of our planet to more and more be a world where karma gets worked under the opportunity of grace, where the important thing is the learning. And when learning is taking place, there can be forgiveness, which is the grace. And under that, karma can be worked out in other ways. Often, when people are working their karma under grace, they'll work it out through their dreams and sense in other dimensions of reality. Or they'll work it out through doing service and through giving and through benefiting others. And sometimes they'll work it out more quickly through learning the truth about themselves, gaining a higher perspective, and gain a kind of forgiveness that is so strong within them that they can extend that forgiveness through their own past history, and God will allow that forgiveness to release them from karmic obligation to do it an eye for an eye. So there's many blessings that are still being accomplished into this world through the Master Jesus. Now, I don't say all this meaning one has to come under this through a particular church. I think there are many, many different churches that point back to the truth of Jesus and the blessing he brought us. And they tend to often focus on different elements of his message. And I think all of them have something to offer us. But I see Jesus' message working with Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims as well. Because it's an essential message of learning the essential truth. The first is the essential truth is that God is love, and in choosing loving over the other options of life, we come under the grace of God. And so that would apply regardless of our religious affiliation. We don't have to talk about Jesus. We might talk about it as Buddha or Muhammad or Allah or any different name. A rose by any name would still be as sweet. It's not the name, it's the truth. It's the principle. It's the reality of what God is doing, what God is manifesting, what God is making come present for each and every one of us. God is love, and we are also messengers sent forth to both learn about this and then to extend this truth to the world about us and the world beyond us. In the world we cannot see, this messaging is going forth, and we can be beings that activate greater accessibility to this approach, this truth. For me, that is why I stayed on this earth past my appointed time of going, and continue to serve this purpose. Because even if I left the form, I would serve this purpose. But I can be of greater service to this purpose, continuing to be physically embodied, and so I am. Let's all open ourselves to this truth. And thank you for listening. Before we end, I'm going to invite you all to connect if you can. If you can find me on Facebook, Michael Hayes, on my thing, or at awaketolove.com, you can find potentially on there, I believe, linkages to a Zoom call that I do Wednesday nights, Pacific time, Pacific Standard Time, I guess it is, at 6:30 p.m. That's in California. That is open to all, and if you wanted to find that link and tune in, you'd be welcome to hear more of what I'm talking about. It's very, very deep and esoteric, but very much aligned to what I've been sharing with you today. If it interests you, you can do that. You're welcome to join. It's free of charge, at least at this point it is. I don't know if it'll always be that, but it's free of charge, so please join if you'd like. Thank you all for listening, participating with us today on Sacred Talk. I hope that you'll join us again when Sacred Talk is offered. And it's been my pleasure to speak with you and to share with you my perspective on God, my perspective on life. I didn't start with this. I wasn't raised with any of this. My parents were atheists. My father was loving people, but they'd had very bad experiences in their upbringing with religion, and so they forsaken it or left it behind. So I grew up with none of this. My relationship to this is all from experiences. My experiences started very young in profound ways, but I had nobody to talk to about it, so I learned to go inside and found comforting from angels and from beings I didn't know who they were or what they were about, but somehow they carried me through until I could start to discover for myself what was really going on. So you don't need to trust me or believe in me, but I'm glad you've listened. I bless you all and ask God to bless you. My blessing is just the one I would pass on from God. So bless you. God love you all and guide you and keep you safe. And let's hope we can all come to be greater into this greater availability of spirit to be available in our own lives to create upliftment and joy and fellowship. And thank you all.